The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
My dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Jerome. St. Jerome is a household name when it comes to scripture. He was so much blessed by God, and he used God's blessing to work for the community of God. He was the one that translated the Bible from Greek to Latin, known as the Vulgate. He was a monk, a priest, and a doctor of the church. In fact, Jerome is one of the four cardinal doctors of the Latin Rite. In other words, he tremendously impacted on the life of the church. And today we are celebrating him. We are remembering him. We are thanking God for blessing his church with such a great mind. You know, whenever we celebrate the life of a saint, what we are doing is we are praising God for giving the church such individual who labored tremendously, who gave their life in service for the church. And it is a way to remind us that in our own ways, we are all invited, we are all called to use the talents, the gifts, the blessings that God has given to us to work for the community of God. Every effort we make will never go that way. God will always repay us. Every effort. So, do not shy away. Always ask, what can I do? What more can I do for the church, for the community of God? It's very important. My dear friends in Christ, in the first reading of today, we heard the story of Job. Job was blessed by God, but he realized that all those blessings, they are gifts from God. So he did not attach himself to those blessings. He realized that even though God has blessed him, that he has to have trust and love for God. That was why when all his property, his children and everything, when they were lost, Job said, "Naked I came into this world, and naked will I return back to God." He never uttered a word to disrespect God. I think we have to learn from Job that when we do not attach ourselves to what we have, when we realize that whatever we have is by God's special grace, it will help us to remain focused, even at the moments that we thought that it is the lowest moments of our lives. It will help us not to disrespect God at any point in time. Because all we are, all we have, they are given to us by Him. And He can decide to take. In the gospel, we heard how the disciples were quarreling among themselves, arguing who would be the greatest. They were arguing, they were quarreling because they did not know, they did not understand the meaning of being a follower of Christ. If we are followers of Christ, we have to understand that one of the qualifications is we have to learn how to endure. We have to learn how to depend on God. We have to learn how to detach ourselves from material things like Job. But if we realize that God is the source of everything, and we are not attached to what we have, there is hope for us. That hope is we will see in the divinity of God. And that is the most important. Sharing in God's divinity. So whatever that would distract us from sharing in His divinity, we have to say no to those. Understanding that the most important thing is to become a saint after our lives here on earth. We are celebrating Jerome today because of his sacrifice, because he detached himself from material things, because he came from a rich family. But he realized that vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. What lasts is God. And having this relationship with Him while on earth and after our lives. So my dear friends in Christ, we are blessed that we hear the word of God every time. Because God uses His words to nourish our souls, to uplift us, to guide us, so that we will be with Him. So we thank God for His words, and let us continue to pray for the grace to be able to accept the word of God, to allow the word of God to transform us, so that God's intention, God's purpose, God's will for us will be accomplished. And His will is for us to share in His divinity. May God continue to bless us by his words, and may he continue to transform us by his words. Amen.
Amen.
Please may we rise.